Postcards from Beyond. Written and narrated by Paul Harris. Cosmic Joke. Some spiritual teachers contend that there is no path or way to enlightenment, and that to follow any kind of system of mental development is merely to carry on actively ignoring reality. This, they say, is because truth, understanding, call it what you will, is not the outcome of anything that you do. Rather, it is only when you spontaneously give up all searching or improvement or manipulation of life that the recognition of the timeless can occur. The assertion is merited, and yet at the same time is somewhat misleading. With enlightenment comes the complete comprehension that, in one sense, there was never a need to follow a spiritual path. You realise that since beginningless time, you had been searching for something that was always present. It was never denied you. You simply ignored it. Like looking for your glasses, and then, after a frantic search, realising that you were wearing them the whole time. And this is the great cosmic joke, that there is actually no need to undertake the journey to freedom because, in reality, you are already free. To really discover the truth of this for yourself, however, requires that you follow your own personal spiritual journey all the way to its very end. For how can there be an end of all seeking without thoroughly searching in the first place? The suggestion that there is nothing that you need to do is only really helpful to someone who has genuinely come to the end of the spiritual training, is free from all attachment, but not yet fully enlightened. Such an individual is said to be at the gateway to full enlightenment, which is a very perplexing place, giving him or her one last riddle to chew on is entirely appropriate and necessary, because the question, am I enlightened or not, is the final bastion of ignorance, self-deception, and attachment. Other than with this notable exception, however, giving people the idea that there is nothing you need to do is disingenuous and very much to the seeker's detriment. What a student must hold in mind is that the Buddha never intended his Noble Eightfold Path to bring about full enlightenment. What following this path does, and does supremely effectively, is to remove all the obstacles that prevent total understanding from arising. These obstacles are the things we believe we depend upon for our happiness and with which we identify. They are our deeply held emotional attachments, and to keep them in place requires us to ignore continually the true nature of reality. The removal of all existential crutches is the purpose of vipassana, which is the meditation on transience that generates delusion-busting insight wisdom. Only once all the obstacles have been removed can full enlightenment happen, and then only in its own time and own way. It never comes according to your wishes or through any endeavour on your part. True enlightenment is entirely unpremeditated and spontaneous. If your approach to vipassana is correct, then you are not actually searching for anything at all during meditation. Rather, you are content to note whatever arises naturally in your subjective experience at any given moment. You are not seeking for anything, not even insights, but you are allowing the reality of transience to impact fully upon your mind and simply wait. After all, it's ridiculous to suppose that you could know what an insight is going to be before it happens, The whole idea of vipassana is to see things never seen before. Were we to add up the time it takes to go through all the various insights that arise in the course of practicing vipassana, without including the gaps between them, it would probably all be done and dusted in under a minute. What takes the time is training a mind that is utterly habituated to avoiding suffering at all costs, to stop doing that and instead pay exquisite mindful attention to transience. Anyone who has ever sat down to meditate knows how difficult this is in practice. Craving for life to be different conditions really deep-rooted habitual behaviours, and we will not surrender them lightly. Imagine a scene where you are standing on a path with your spiritual guide, who is directing you to a gate a short distance away. "Go through that gate and be free," she says. You look around and see lots of other students, all of whom apparently want to go through that gate too, yet seem to be doing anything but that. One person is fast asleep in a deck chair. Another is compulsively sweeping the path with a broom, while someone else is walking around with their eyes closed, bumping into everything. One person sits happily writing a really nice poem about the gate, while in a nearby field, someone else is frantically running about in circles. You see one chap lying on the ground, prostrating in front of the gate, and a lady stood rock solid with arms crossed against her chest, angrily berating the teacher and shouting, "There are no paths, there is no way, there is nothing you need do." To each and every one, the teacher continues to point and say, "Go through the gate and be free." It's entirely understandable that people will adopt the same habitual avoidance techniques and displacement activities on the spiritual path that they use in the rest of their lives. That's why the three trainings in ethics, mental control, and wisdom are so indispensable. They teach us how to let go of these inefficient responses. One wonders how it's possible to realize enlightenment without such discipline. Students sometimes ask me if there is a shortcut to enlightenment, to which I respond, the Buddha's teaching is the shortcut. In point of fact, it's more accurate to state that there really are no shortcuts, but that the Buddha's training represents one very direct route to non-suffering. How short and speedy that journey is depends on the individual, the nature and strength of their attachments, and their level of maturity in relating to the teacher and the training. Letting go of all deep-rooted emotional attachments is the necessary prerequisite for the realization of enlightenment, irrespective of who you are, where you come from, and what you know. Whilst you still believe that there are things to identify with and that they can be depended upon for happiness, you will carry on depending on them. Whilst there remains even the merest sliver of attachment to anything, anywhere in time, space, and consciousness, then you are tied forever to suffering. Only once all such attachment has been surrendered through seeing perfectly that there is nothing to own, control, or grasp, can the reality that lies beyond time, space, and consciousness be laid bare. The Buddha's training is designed to teach us how to stop acting upon the urge to avoid the truth of suffering, and how to look reality square in the face. It is designed to straighten out and shorten our skew-if journey. It shows us how to develop the capacity for mindful, unbiased observation of subjective experience, to generate the wisdom that eliminates the craving for life to be different. The gateway to enlightenment is what remains once that has been accomplished. It's always available, ready and waiting to be discovered. The beautiful paradox is that once finally through the gate, you look round and discover that, in reality, there never was a gate there at all, and no path, and no teacher, and no time has elapsed, or ever could elapse. All there has ever been is timeless perfection. So you finally come to understand the great cosmic joke, that there really was nothing you had to do at all. Or was there?